Let's see. It's on number one, I think. Hare Krishna.
Hello. Hey, the speaker. Hello. Hey. 25 to 30 minutes. So, we can keep this.
And
as I said, that you must be able to compensate yourself.
Yes, yes,
sir. You should know. Especially dealing with an invisibility matter.
Yes. Something to do with Radha Aman Mandir in Vrindavan, I think, one Swedish Sultan.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the first night we did a very nice program, Kirtan, and everyone was joining and dancing with us. We were dancing and they were all joining. And the second night they cancelled our program. We were trying to sell books in the front of the pandal, and they were giving us trouble.
They are envious.
They are envious.
Why you joined them?
I did not know. I thought it would be a good opportunity. They promised me they would give us a good program and good accommodation when we got there. We did it, but they did not like it. We were very popular.
The program was
then Mr. Bishop Adams got a PC screen. He came with his next. He is one of the most respected men in Burundi.
Yeah.
He forced them to put our program back to him. So we did it again the same evening. The people that love our program because they're all supposed to have pictures of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the stage. And you're supposed to be following him, but they're singing all these Sahaja sort of songs and they sit down and it's all the hashtags. There's no energy, there's no will.
They are business.
It's just a business. We also had a program with Dr. Gupta. That was a nice program. And his wife, she took some Bengali prasad for us. We forgot lunch.
I think that he's disciple of Kumar.
but his son, in fact, there are so many pictures of Ramakrishna and Sai Baba. His son is telling him to not follow the same way his father. And his father did not speak, he only spoke about three words. He's suffering from some rheumatism or something. So anyway, we have to do this.
I never say. But all the people who are Sai Baba followers, they all do have some activity in the mode of ignorance. Eat meat or onions.
Yeah.
By their symptom we can see.
Yeah.
That they're in the mode of ignorance.
Where Mr. Bismohan Gard, he's in our guest house, not actually just building a small. He stayed in his house. That was also a good, that is a good time also. All together we made 15 nice memories in about 2 weeks.
In Hindi book?
Yeah. We need Hindi books. I met one man in Nirvik, Hindi.
Our Bhagavad-gita?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he is the brother of, he said, I think the nephew of Shirakshai Das Adhikari in London.
Shirakshai.
His name is Mr. K.N. Gupta. I think he has taken initiation from you.
I got to. K.N. Gupta has it. Shirakshai is my name.
Shirakshai Das Adhikari.
Yes.
And he said that you have seen his one chapter of his translation and have approved it.
No.
No, is that not true? I asked him for a copy, but he said that he only had one copy he was sending to London and one he was keeping for himself.
What did he say? He's translating.
Yes. And he said if we wanted a copy, we could send a man and he could copy it down. He's done the first three chapters.
What did he say his initiated name is?
He's not initiated.
He is, the man who's translating is not initiated.
Oh, okay.
His uncle. Shirakshai Das.
How many of them are there?
How many boys?
Yes.
Of our boys, we were seven. Yes.
Yeah.
There was one Indian boy, but he was very sick. We took him with us. He was very sick, so I sent him back to his greenhouse. I took him because he had given one class in Hindi in the temple, and you, I think, Maharaj said that you liked that place.
Upper much.
But he was too sick, physically and mentally sick.
He's okay now.
No cloud. In his state, it is very disturbed. Party, they are also touring? No.
They have groups in different towns. They have in Bareilly, in Harpur, and Ghaziabad.
They don't travel, though.
They don't travel. I've met them in Ghaziabad also. They were the same. They were very envious, and they would not help. Also in Harpur, they were the same.
Like our party, no?
Oh, yes.
Hmm?
The people are gullible, they do not know. They are more attracted to us. But we are not always there.
No, I think they're not here, so. You cannot speak Hindi, still they like.
They like.
Huh?
They like still.
They like our kirtan.
Yeah.
What? A seven person you took in a car?
Well, so some of the boys went in the bus. Oh. They had a bus also. That belongs to Yashoda and this one.
The bus, why do you take the car?
Well, the bus is not with me. My program is separate from the bus program.
Ali is separate.
Now the bus has gone to Bombay.
That's too far. You are staying?
We stayed in this. Some of us stayed in Anand Ashram. There is one ashram there called Anand Ashram. In civil lines.
What is that ashram?
They have got deities of. They have got in the main Bhawan, they have got Lord Shiva and Parvati in the center, big deities, and then they have got Radha and Krishna at the side, and Rama and Sitaram at the other side. They also told me to go. After some days, they said we had to go. They did not like us. And we did not do anything wrong.
After how many days?
After about 1 week.
Usually 3 days.
So, you are feeding it?
No.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Why they did not like?
Difficult to say. I think it is envy. The Swami who was there.
He's a Mayavadi.
Yeah, he's a Mayavadi. He did not like it when the other people take an interest in us.
And they see the people are giving us money too. Actually, wherever we go, with a few exceptions, wherever we go after the third day, we just suddenly become unwelcome, even though we behave all right.
Yeah.
The third day is about the limit.
The one exception is just Gita Bhavan in Indore.
There are a few exceptions.
They were nice to us. Yeah.
Very nice.
Oh, again. Once I had been there.
Yes, they told me. That is why they are nice to us. Wherever you have been, there has been some change in the
change of heart.
In the change of heart. Indore, there is some definite effect on that.